Stephen Jewell here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about media consumption is up 60% during this virus thing.
I
was just thinking, like, we haven't changed our intro, and we shouldn't, you know. We're all sitting here happy, but, like, the world's off work. And there's all these, like, crazy things happening, you know. We're recording this. This is going to air, like, a week from now. So we don't really know, you know, if it's going to be just a mess next week or done. Maybe it'll be done.
Maybe.
So it's like, Stephen Jill here. Oh, what are you guys so happy about today? Because the world's over. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Brian wrote, so I got my title report back on a property in South El Paso County. First deal, yay! One of the exceptions on a title policy that bothers me is that there's only one? Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, wait for it. There'll be plenty more coming. There are water permit restrictions from an ordinance that was passed back in 2006. However, when I look at the county website, there are a lot of sales in that area immediately around my property in the last year. Should I be worried about this? My next plan of action is to call the county and find out if the permits are being issued in that area. However, if they're not, is that a deal killer if the local market has adapted and the sales are still happening? At the end of the day, what matters if this property is selling in the area, right? If their property is selling in the area, right? Yeah, I mean, that's really kind of how I feel. You know what's so interesting about this climate and everything that we're going on right now? If you haven't seen the prepper community become more and more vocal, then your eyes are closed because they're everywhere. It's kind of funny. So what was the arrow? Was that you?
No, I'm like, heck yes. Oh. Like, what is this? Yeah. Truth, man.
I've been watching and get these emails because of the land business. We naturally have, provide land for everybody. And a lot of our preppers, they've been asking for this land and want to go out there for a long time. My point of this is, they have it all solved. They've solved this years ago, and I love it. They have so many water collection and purifying. I just read a whole article on all kinds of alternative water solutions that you can do. Stephen is a pro at this. This is just kind of a hobby for him / health for him, because he actually does things to the water in our own home to make sure that we're even healthier. It's not right out of the tap. What's
like,
so funny?
You make me sound like a serial killer. I do things to my family's water, make it more healthy.
He does. Yeah.
No, let me clarify.
All I know is I sleep really well at night, and I never know what happens. Yeah. My head hits the pillow, and I'm out.
I have a water distillation plant, just to set the record straight here.
Okay.
We have been distilling waters in our family for years. Does things to the water.
He also gives me these weird vitamins every morning. I don't know what they are, but I take them. I'm just kidding. That would be so funny.
There's so many funny things I could say right now.
Here, baby, take this. Don't ask.
You know, this parlays us into one of the unintended consequences of this virus environment we're in is that we're all spending a lot of time with each other.
Yeah.
And we're not
good,
used to
bad,
that.
Or otherwise.
So he does things to the water, and I feel great. Yeah. Could be taken a lot of different ways.
Okay. Anyway, but so back to the question, would you worry? I don't worry. No. You know, and it's like, I'm actually impressed that you found that and you were reading it that closely. I really am. And should you be worried? I wouldn't be worried. And if somebody has any questions, you know, I would stop right there. You know enough. I mean, do you need to dig and uncover yourself and put in your posting 3 alternative water solutions that you found because you spent a week on this? You don't need to do all that. Don't worry about that. Don't, you know, if anybody asked you about it, I would clearly say, yeah, I saw that too. That piqued my interest. And I'm see other people solving it. I see people building and buying. And hey, here's what I know. And I would highly encourage you to check with the county if you have any questions about what you're going to do.
She nailed it.
And that's it. Leave it at that.
So I have 2 points to make. One is Jill's you do want to get to the bottom of this. And one of the ways is to call the county and really say, hey, what are the real restrictions here? Are they, if I build a skyscraper, yeah, I get it. So if chances are, it's like there's water restrictions on this property that extend past what it's zoned for. So a lot of these water restrictions happened, especially, this is out west, I can tell you, that's where water restrictions happen. And so what happened is properties were required to place deed restrictions that so that you're not, what they're trying to avoid with a water deed restriction type water restriction, so to speak, is that you're not going to buy a piece of property that's zoned for a single family residential and put a water pumping station in there because you have water rights that you could run a 7,000 acre orchard on. That's what these deed restrictions typically are, and very high chance that that's what's going on here. But you do want to get to the bottom of it. My more important point is, now with a website like NeighborScoop, and you just said all these properties sold or they're selling in the immediate area, click through there, get their phone numbers, and call them and say, hey, I'm buying a piece of property over here. It's a sales opportunity. Buying a piece of property over here, I noticed this water restriction. I'm smart like you. What's the deal? And by the way, I noticed that you paid a lot more than I did. Would you be interested in buying my property?
Ding, ding.
Since you already know about these water restrictions and you're clearly comfortable with it, you're a landowner there. Everything is a sales opportunity. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care if the virus, there's a worldwide virus and you're confined to your home. It's a sales opportunity. I sound like Jill. I'm serious. Thanks. Everything in the end is a sales opportunity. You just have to look at it that way.
Thank you.
Today's topic, media consumption is up by 60%. This is the meat of the show. Jill came up with this topic. Actually, she was the catalyst for the idea. I just threw the stat in there because I read it yesterday or saw it on television or something like that. But everybody's home.
Yeah.
Everybody's blowing Facebook up. You know, again, along the guise of what I just said, everything's a sales opportunity if you look at it the right way. So you could look at it like the market for the piece of property that you're trying to sell is 60% greater.
That's what I think, and that's what I believe. We all know, we've talked about this for a long time, you can actually sell a property off TikTok, not kidding, and Instagram. We have people in our group, ask them, go on our online community, ask them, and they'll say, heck yeah, I know that's where that sale came from, kind of thing. It's the funniest thing. So my whole thing was, we already are pros at buying and selling property. This is a land show, I had to think about that. Buying and selling land from all over the country. And how do we sell it when we're not sitting there? We sell it online. That's it. So guess what? Like Steven said, there are so many more people home right now, staring at their phones, bored. They don't want to turn on the news. Well, let's call a spade a spade. There's nothing else to watch. All our sports are canceled. I mean, we're in rerun mode. I'm kind of curious what's going to happen. I have not tuned into the late night shows, but I'm really curious because I hear like Jimmy Kimmel and other people, like they're doing shows from their bathtub, you know, doing silly things because they, you know, the guests aren't there and they have to fill this hour and a half. And I'm like, that does not sound fun. but everybody's online and they're looking for opportunities. And your buyers are all right there. So my thing is, turn it up. You know how to do it. You know how to buy and sell it. Now is the time. Get your stuff in front of some, get the right people. Reach them.
So our 16-year-old came to me yesterday and he said, there's this guy in my, because the kids are all home from school. There's this guy in my school who created a show on TikTok where this is the name of the show. All the news events, the guy wants to be a newscaster, you know, and we live in a subdivision of Hollywood. So he turned his bedroom into a studio. This has happened yesterday.
He's 16, right?
He's 16. Did you hear him talking about
this? No, I didn't hear it.
He said, the name of his show is All the News Events That Are Happening in the World Right Now That Have Nothing to Do with This Virus. And so he got dressed up in a suit. What? And he's like, I think TikTok only lets you go a small amount of time.
Yeah, you
could
do minutes. It's like, yeah.
And so he does a newscast on, you know, I don't know.
It's great.
The pasta consumption in Italy now.
That's great.
Or whatever. I think it's great.
I think it's good.
You know he's going to be sensational.
That's cute.
Our son said, It's a smash hit. Everybody's watching it and talking about it.
That is hilarious. So
that's the kind of stuff that thinking out of the box that can happen right now. You know, if you ever wanted a podcast, now's the time to start one. That kind of thing.
That's funny. Not a land one, preferably.
So there are not just regular media consumption. You know, we were reading too, I brought up Hollywood, that movies, it's the time to produce a movie. You know, there's all kinds of opportunity. The audience that you have is much larger.
That's the point.
So if you know, the same old stats apply. I think this is the Land Academy show, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I've said this statistic 100 times. The people who buy real estate are the 50% of the time, the people who buy real estate that's for sale are within a 1 mile radius of where the property is located for both land and houses. So now you have more time. You have time to explore places like on Facebook that are geographic specific, that are zip code specific, that are, what's the property community, what are the names of those communities in that zip code? So you have some time to really figure out and surgically strike selling these properties, especially if you're doing this with a full-time job.
The other thing that you just brought up, which is great, because remember, NeighborScoop is out now you have phone numbers. So anybody who's in sales knows that the time to reach people, right, is when they're home. Well, guess where everybody is? They're home.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Think about your audience. Not only are they right here starved for, you know, information and thinking about property and things like that, but they can reach you. So make it easy for them. I would put my phone number if you're up for it, or if you're like buying or whatever it is, you have their phone numbers. You know, like you said, for neighbor letters and things like that. Now's the time you can reach those people at home. You said, hey, I sent you a neighbor letter. You know, I sent you a letter last week because I just bought a property, you know, in your vicinity, then a mile of yours. Are you interested? Let's talk.
You can do this before you buy the property, too.
That maybe.
My favorite way on the planet to sell a piece of property is this. Hey, John, this is Steve calling. I'm about to buy, or I just purchased the house a half a block down from you. The address is 762. I think you're 143. I just want to let you know before we put it on the market, I know you're close by. Looks like you don't have a mortgage, and on and on and on, whatever stats I can gather to make it a real phone call, not a sales call.
Right.
And I say, I just want to let you know before we go to the market, I think you bought your house in 1999 for $205,000. Hey, I just bought this house for $180,000. If you have friends or family that want it, or you have some kids, I'm happy to offer it to you way cheaper and faster without real estate agents and the big mess of it. So just give me a call if you're interested. And give me a call if you're not interested anyway, just so I can take you off my list. And I don't mean to be intrusive. I know nobody likes sales calls. That's not what this is. It's an owner-to-owner thing.
Right. That was perfect. You just typed one other thing. Make it easy for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would respond to that. Yeah. You know, everybody hates sales calls, so you can't make it that. But I would, if somebody said, you own this piece of property, I've got this one over here. I would, even if I were calling me, I would say, it looks like you own a lot of property in this area. It makes you a real logical buyer for this, and my property's cheaper. I wouldn't ignore that. Like, I ignore 99.9% of all sales crap in my, like we all do. We're all smart people.
And 99.9% of the stuff I say. Just throw that out there.
I don't just ignore it. I hate it.
Oh, thanks. Me?
No. Oh, my God. What kind of weirdness?
Thanks a lot.
That better be a joke.
Okay, yes. You do avoid a lot of what I say, but that's a whole nother show. By the way, somebody brought that up. Like, you guys should need to do the Jack and Jill show. You know what, Steven? I'm going to go on record for saying
really?
Maybe we should start
again?
It now.
Oh, this is a good time to start.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, that's not a bad idea.
I know, just throwing it out there. Happy you could join us today.
I'm writing it down.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are right here on the Land Academy show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can catch us on the House Academy show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy show is called How to Get a Deal Done Without Title, Escrow, or a Recorder. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. This is going to be an interesting show because people aren't at work. So you need an escrow agent to get a house deal done. You need a title. You need a title policy and title insurance policy, and you need somebody to record it to the county. Or do you?
The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.